تأهل منتخب أستراليا لكرة السلة إلى الدور النصف النهائي لبطولة كأس الأمم الآسيوية التي يستضيفها لبنان برعاية رئيس الجمهورية اللبنانية العماد ميشيل عون حتى يوم الأحد المقبل، وذلك بعد فوزه الكبير على نظيره الصيني بنتيجة 97-71 مساء الخميس بتوقيت بيروت ضمن الدور الربع النهائي للبطولة. وحقق المنتخب الأسترالي مسيرة رائعة في بطولة آسيا، إذ سجل 4 انتصارات متتالية على كل من اليابان 84-68، وعلى هونغ كونغ 99-58، وعلى تايبي 90-50 في الدور الأول، قبل أن يضيف الصين إلى لائحة ضحاياه في دور الثمانية. بهذا الفوز الغالي على المارد الصيني، حجز المنتخب الأسترالي بطاقة غالية في الدور النصف النهائي لمواجهة منتخب نيوزيلندا الذي تغلب بدوره على خصمه الأردني مساء الخميس بنتيجة 98-70. وكان المنتخب الأسترالي الأفضل على مدار أرباع المباراة والتي أنهاها جميعها لمصلحته، وقد برز منه في هذا اللقاء جيسون كادي الذي سجل 20 نقطة، وميتشيل ماكارون صاحب 17 نقطة، وميتش كريك ب16 نقطة، فيما سجل للخاسر جين لي 19 نقطة. وكان اللافت في المباراة ارتكاب منتخب الصين 24 كرة ضائعة مقابل 14 فقط لأستراليا التي سجلت بدورها 12 رمية ثلاثية من أصل 24، أي بنسبة 50% مقابل 7 من أصل 15 ثلاثية لمنتخب الصين. المدرب أندري ليمانيس واللاعبان تود بلانشفيلد وجيسون كادي تحدثوا عن المباراة فور انتهائها.
First of all, congrats. It was a tough game in the first half, but you hit hard in the second half.
They're a really good basketball team. Obviously, the national team, we've got a big rivalry with those guys, and you know, that, we knew how they were going to come out. We knew they were going to be physical, they're going to be up and in. And you know, we've stuck with our process. Now we've had 4 days off. Now we knew we had to get our stuff back together, and you know, we had to get that done in the second half.
Yeah, you might face the New Zealand in the semifinals.
Yeah.
What about this rivalry between the two teams?
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously that's a big thing. And obviously we're going to go home. We're going to watch tape on boat. We're going to watch this game. We're going to worry about New Zealand. You know, they have to beat Jordan first. But, you know, that rivalry, it's a big thing. It's been a big thing for years. And as I said, we'll wait and see if we play New Zealand or not.
What do you think about the level of basketball in Asia? It's your first time you play in this tournament. So what's your feeling about playing in this tournament?
It's a lot of fun. You know, obviously, you know, Lebanon's a really nice place. You know, we really enjoy coming out here. This is, we didn't really know what to expect coming into this tournament for the first time. You know, we obviously watched it on TV, but there's a difference between watching and playing. So, you know, it's great. You know, the basketball here is great. We've had a lot of fun, and you know, we've got a semi-final to worry about now.
Thank you.
No worries at all.
With it, we spoke about grinding teams out of the 40 minutes, and I think it showed in the first 20, they hung with us and had to battle it out, and then we stayed strong, and I think the second half showed our depth and the talent we have, and people came off the bench, and Mitch McCarron 66, like, people came off the bench and contributed, and I think going forward in this tournament, we're going to be very tough if we continue to provide like that off the bench and people starting. And obviously it's our first time in the Asian Cup, so we're learning a lot. It's a different look for us, and we spoke a lot about how coming into this, it's going to be new, and there's going to be a lot of learning, but I think so far we've done a good job, and we'll continue to learn and grow.
I thought Jason summed it up well, and I thought Team China came out and played very well tonight, and we needed that sort of a game. After having 5 days off, which is unusual in a tournament scenario, to come out and get challenged like that was good for us, and to work our way through it. And as Jason said, we've always spoken about our depth is one of our greatest strengths here, and the ability to play over the course of 40 minutes at a sustained level. So really pleased with our efforts tonight on that. We didn't get rattled when we got down. Just stayed with the process and kept finding a way to grind out a win. But yeah, it was a good game and happy with the way we went about the process.
إشارة أخيرا إلى أن نصف نهائي بطولة آسيا لكرة السلة خلى من أسماء المنتخبات العربية التي خرجت جميعها من الأدوار السابقة، بما فيها منتخب لبنان صاحب الضيافة الذي ودع المنافسات إثر خسارة دراماتيكية أمام ضيفه الإيراني بنتيجة 80-70 في الدور الربع النهائي.